My name is Sally Atanga, and I'm a grain quality and post-harvest technology scientist working here at Africa Rice Base Station. And one of my activities is mainly to improve the way people produce rice, process rice, and how they prepare rice to reduce losses and improve on the quality. For the past years, we have been working on trying to improve the parboiling process, because parboiling has been earmarked as one of those methods that can be used to improve the quality of rice produced in sub-Saharan Africa. You bear with me that in sub-Saharan Africa, the climatic conditions are changing, and this is having a great toll on the quality of the rice. Therefore, parboiling was identified as one of those techniques that can be used to increase its quality and make it more attractive to consumers and also fetch better prices in the market. We have been working on this. First, we developed an improved parboiling technology, which is called the GEM parboiling technology. And this parboiling technology, we started outscaling it in Benin. And the process went through, first of all, validation by Beninese women who also contributed effectively to the development of this technology. We also had partners from McGill University and the National Agricultural Research System that participated mainly as focal points of the Processing and Value Addition Task Force. We have made significant progress in terms of outscaling this technology with the help of innovation platform facilitators who are working in the rice sector development hubs. In Benin, we installed the system in Malanville and in Glasgow. And as we speak, they are currently running and are making great changes in an impact to the livelihood of the population. What we have observed in those two areas is that paddy supply is not stable. And also sometimes there are floodings in Malanville, and also due to climatic changes in Glasgow, paddy is not always available. So they are trying to seek paddy from other regions. And this leads us to better connection, better collaboration among the stakeholders, which is being done through the innovation platform. We have also done the same thing in Nigeria. We set up an IP in Nigeria with the entry point being parboiled rice that was in Lafia. And based on their reporting, financial reporting for 2016-2017, they showed that they made a profit of 5 million naira. That's an equivalent of about 7.5 million CFA. Okay. And their turnover rate, I mean the income, the revenue generated was close to 85 million naira. This is from a single system that was set up. And there's a lot of interest in multiplying these successes in other parts of Nigeria. We have had requests from governors from Ebonyi State, who are also interested. We also have the Nigerian government that has stepped in. He has given us a new grant to replicate what was done in Lafia in Sokoto area. There's the Rima Valley project it's called the Trimming Project. So we are going to replicate this achievement in that area. Coming to Côte d'Ivoire, we have started, what we saw in Côte d'Ivoire is that millers really understand the need to produce quality rice. Because the market is looking for quality rice, and they have been making requests to us what they can do to improve the quality and become competitive vis-a-vis imported rice. And we are in the step of promoting, asking them to be engaged also not only in producing white milled rice, but also to produce parboiled rice. And this will improve the quality, especially it will reduce brokens, it will reduce chalkiness in the rice, and the rice will be more attractive to consumers. That is why we're gathered here to do this training on parboiling, to be able to train these young women, whom I call entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, improve their skills, make them to become parboilers, professional parboilers, so that they can produce rice that is acceptable to the market and also having high nutritional value. So, but there is another component which we have included in this that was not included in other countries. So Cote d'Ivoire is one of the first countries to benefit from using rice husk in parboiling, which is an energy source, rather than using wood, you know, which is also stressing the environment and the forest. We are now introducing a system, a new stove that will use rice husk, which is a byproduct of milling, for parboiling. This will be, that means we're completely eliminating the use of wood for parboiling, and we're now using rice husk for parboiling. This is what we are training them on, and we are training them how to use this stove, how to use it in a more safer, in a safe way, so that they can produce good rice and market to the population. We hope that this technology would go a long way, especially in parboiling consuming areas in central Cote d'Ivoire and the north of Cote d'Ivoire. But we also hope, because I'm getting requests from some different countries asking me if how they can get good quality parboiled rice in high amounts. We know Burkina Faso is a high parboiling consuming country. Guinea, they are very close, they are neighbors. So if we produce high quality parboiled rice, it not only serve for the markets of Cote d'Ivoire, but also serve for markets in its neighboring countries. And this is, I think, a good step towards regional integration. This activity is being, first of all, the partners that we have in this activity, there are so many. We have, first of all, the initial sponsor of the development of this technology was the Canadian government through the Global Affairs Canada that sponsored the development of this technology. SAT-SE came in and validated the technology in the field, that is through the African Development Bank sponsored project. This training is mainly sponsored by RISE-CRP, which is the CGR research system, research organization that is sponsoring the development of the production of the equipment and also this training. And this was done in collaboration with funds from UMOA, which is the Union Monetaire, the Economic Africa, the West. So this organization has actually provided the funds for us to be able to do this training. We also have another partner who is coming up, which is the FAO, that is going to now take this technology to the field in Ganua. So what we are looking is next week we are going to take these technologies to the field and train other end users on how to use the technology. Those who we have trained now are mainly trainers who will now help us in the field to train their peers on how to use this technology. Thank you very much.